ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Yeshaya Yaffe. Maseches Becheiros is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Reb Rafael ben Reb Moshe.
The Gemara in Becheiros, Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph, is explaining all the different details that we learned in the Mishnah on Zayin Amud Beis. Shalosh Gronos L'maisa Behemah B'freis HaPesach, B'freis HaTzeres, B'freis HaChag, Divrei Bekiva, Agantz Machlikis Tanoim, what are exactly the Zman of the Gurin from Maisa Behemah. Come on to Nun Ches Amud Aleph, the Gemara is in the middle of explaining over here why Dafka these times, K'dei Shetehei Behemah Metzuya La'ilu Regalim. There should be behemoths available for the karbanos of all the oiler regalim. Rashi seems to say the oiler shchitinu adchi yasrim bezman agur. Basically, we wanted to make sure that nobody should shech them earlier, and then there wouldn't be enough animals at the time of oiler regalim. The Bartanura over here and the Rav actually says a little bit of a different twist. He says that the concern wasn't dafka because they're going to shech them earlier, just that people are not going to want to sell them before they're ma'asa them. So the Gemara speaks that right away. Afgav the Tanan actually yeah gar and lemuter limkar v'lishchoit nichalei d'lisav and mitzvah and ma'ani v'hod elizvah malechol. So even though it's taka muter to sell it, but lemaisa people are not going to want to sell it, and the meila they made it at this man, not dafka mitzvah that there's going to be nishchat already like Rashi, but because people are not going to want to sell them. And it's interesting as you go through the sugi over here. Like later on by Echad B'Sivan, it says, I did a light nefishi yamad liktim le'asa ad-demoti regal shalmi lehu. The Gemara says about 20 lines down over here before the two dots, that shalmi lehu is not going to be enough. So according to Rashi, that's mamash shalmi lehu. But according to the Bar Tanura, that's not really the point. Mitzad Sheini, the Gemara really speaks out. Kadesh tehei behemah metzui la'ilu regalim va'af agav the tanan mutar limkar. In other words, it sounds like we are toying with the issue of whether you're allowed to sell them or not. But the Gemara is revolving around selling them. Maybe it's like at two different points. But that's klar ma'ayin zayin. Now, while Tesis is mashma and the ramaschel nicho, that avada, you're allowed to be ma'asir lefnechein, it's just that since Chazal made it the general time, so mele they know that for the most part that's what the ilm is going to do. But it doesn't sound like it's an isser. The Turi Evin in Rosh Hashanah and Avdal, it says that you're not allowed to be ma'asir before these times. So the Chayra, like the Bar Tanura, it's not really the point. In other words, the Turi Evin is saying that you're not allowed to be ma'asa before the Zman Agarim, because otherwise, Chazal made a takana to make special Zman Agarim so that there should be animals left over. So if you're going to be ma'asa before that, even if you'll say that you're not machuyev to, it's only voluntary, lamaisa, if people are going to go and do that, you're going to lose the point. Even though for the most part, people wouldn't do it like Taisa said, Rakhapana, the Turi Evin says that lamaisa, you're not allowed to be ma'asa before the Zman because that's good for the takana's Chazal. Now, like the Bar Tanura, the Takanas Chazal wasn't because they shouldn't be ma'asa earlier. The Takanas Chazal is that nobody's going to want to sell them. Rashi learned that the Pshat is they're going to shech them after they ma'asa them, and you're not going to have animals left. So it makes sense that Turi Evin, even if he's not going with Tosfot, Akapanim, he's scared. That no, it should be asa to do it earlier, because otherwise, ma'ha'ilu tachamim b'takanosim. Now I'd like to talk a little bit about this Gemara over here, of Nichalei le'inish, Nichalei, I should say, the Shita says le'inish, the Lis'avid mitzvah b'mamayneh. A person is happy that a mitzvah should be done with his mamon. There are really two different phrases of nichalei le'inish le'mevet mitzvah b'mamayneh, two different concepts. One concept of nichalei le'inish le'mevet mitzvah b'mamayneh means, like the most commonly used fact that you could use someone else's tallis and film, let's say, because a person is thrilled that a mitzvah should be done with his property, with his money. Another phrase of nichalei le'inish le'mevet mitzvah b'mamayneh is that a person is happy to spend and forfeit money in order to be mekayim a mitzvah. And at first glance, these are two separate things that are not related. But if you look into the matter, you'll see that actually, yes, the two phrases are really the same idea. And of course, applicable restrictions apply in every situation and scenario. And let's just quickly discuss the different Gemaras and Rishayim and Paiskim, what they say about nichalei le'inish le'mevet mitzvah b'mamayneh, and we'll get a little more educated. We'll start with the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Dal that speaks about a case where a guy rented an apartment right before Pesach and he thought it was Becheskes Bodek. In other words, he thought he's going to be relieved of the toiling and tircha of being Bodek the Bias. And the Gemara handles if it's a Mekach Tois or not. So the Gemara says, Nichalei le'inish le'mevet mitzvah b'mamayneh. Now the Ramban takes us all the way that there is actually no deduction of the rent because of the toiling of Digas Chometz, while the Ran sounds like you are Menaka that. So according to the Ramban, Nichalei le'inish le'mevet mitzvah b'mamayneh, of course, he's not getting paid back for the money of Digas Chometz. But according to the Ran, he is. So it sounds like the Ran, Nichalei le'inish le'mevet mitzvah b'mamayneh, doesn't mean that he's ready to lose money. It just means something else. You have to know exactly what. Lamaisa, the guy is working. So the Ran says that he's getting paid back for the, you know, if he paid someone to be Baidik or the payment that he had to be Baidik. So he's not ready to take a monetary loss in his wallet. Masha'inkin, according to the Ramban, it sounds like maybe he is. Now, when it comes to Arsugya, it sounds like Nichle Le'inish Lamevid Mitzvah Memoinei. The Prichadosh and Simon Tuf Lamad Zayin, who elaborates about this matter, seems to assume that he's losing money. Just like in the Ran's world of, or the Ramban's world, I should say, of Bedikas Chametz. Over here also, he's losing money. He elaborates that there's a Hefzad Emurim, and the Aliyah, and the Yeseres HaKovet, and he brings a lot of Makairis, that in our Gemara also you're losing money. The Chassam Sefer, however, in a tshuva, opens up a tshuva to a Talmud of his over there in Aruch Chaim, Simon Beis, I believe it is, and apparently he's addressing this matter of Nichle Linish Lameb Mitzvah Mimayne, and he opens up by, you know, very strongly assuming that it's only where there's no Hefzad Mammon. Not that a person is ready to have a Hefzad Mammon, and he goes with the Ramban and Pesachim. And then he says that our Gemara also there's no Hefzad, because basically all there is the Emurim. And if you look at Rashi, actually, Rashi in the Ksav Yad over here on the bottom says, Nichle Linish Lameb Mitzvah Mimayne, She'in Chosu Beiklum, Shehu Atzmoy Makriv Maisarev Oichle Shlomim. Sounds like Rashi maybe is actually coming to stress that there's no Hefzad Mammon over here in our sugya. It's pretty interesting because the Prichadosh is very strong about the fact that the guy's losing money. He would have had an animal and sold it at full price, and now he's only selling it minus the Emurim. So the Prichadosh asks that what are we going to do with the fact that Nichle Le'inish Lemevet Mitzvah Mammon? He says a very interesting twist. He says that spending money directly, if a guy wants to give money, whether it's for Meister Beim or whether it's for Dikas Chometz, spending money directly where you know you're spending money for a mitzvah, says the Prichadosh, Nichle Le'inish Lemevet Mitzvah with spending money. But if, let's say there's going to be Zaitige problems, there you don't have a din of Nichle Le'inish Lemevet Mitzvah Mammon. Aftermath and residue and other hefseidim that are going to become as a result of a mitzvah. Someone's using my chafetz for a mitzvah and then later on it's going to get ruined and damaged. He doesn't fold the talis, stuff like that. There's no nichle linish lemevin mitzvah m'mayne. But actual spending money directly for a mitzvah is nichle. That's what the Prichadosh says. Now, there's a famous Gemara in Bab Metzia, Daf Chavtes, and Beis, in the end of Eilam Metzis, that the Gemara says that if a guy borrows a Sefer Torah, he shouldn't lend it to others. In fact, the Gemara, what's the chiddush of Avada? In Asher Rashai LaHashal. So the Gemara sounds like a major Kamash Malon. You don't say Nichle Le'inish Lemevet Mitzvah Mimoyne. Today the Gemara says Kamash Malon, you don't say Nichle Le'inish Lemevet Mitzvah Mimoyne. And over here the Gemara seems to be saying that you do say it. So how do we reconcile the two things? So the Mefarshim are very bothered by this from top to bottom. In fact, the Sha'ar Ephraim has a whole tshuva about this, and he writes in Simon Beis, he has a long arichas where he wants to suggest that our Gemara is specifically focusing on the fact that it's Ein Tzoyne She'yehei Pekdoyne Bi'aracher. In other words, not that it's a din mitzad that he's nichle or lay nichle, stam mitzad the pikodin. We're not talking about stam using someone else's Sefer Torah. We're talking about where I give you a Sefer Torah, then you're not allowed to lend it out. Even if normally maybe you would be allowed to take it and so on and so forth. As I stay Dorten in the tshuva Sha'ar Ephraim. Maisi himself is not either so happy with that mahalach. And if you look into Prichadosh over there, at the end of the day, when he brings this Gemara in Baba Metzia, which is Taka Mashma, that you don't say Nichle Le'inish Lemev Mitzvah Mimoinei, he's nitchak that it's only talking about a Sefer Torah because it's Mamash Hefzad Meruba if it gets damaged or whatever it is. But a regular Poshetim Mammon Avada will be Nichle Le'inish Lemev Mitzvah Mimoinei. And the Magen Avraham also says this far in Siman Yudalit by the Sugya of Tzitzis, using someone else's Tzitzis and Azivaiter. But if you look at some Sefer from the Tshuva over there, he brings down Nitchak HaMagen Avraham. He's not so happy with this Mahalach that usually it's Nichle Le'inish except by Sefer Torah because it's Tzadoichik. Because it's Hefzad Meruba. L'maisa, the Rishonim already stalls on the Shaila, and the Chassam Sofer brings it over there. He brings down that the Mardcha asks the Shaila in the end of Eilam Metzias, what's the difference that usually you say Nichle Le'inish and Psachim and Bukhairis, and over here by Sefer Torah you don't say it. So the Mardcha that by Bab Metzias it's talking about Shalom Yidaita V'lei Nichle. Masha'enkin Midaita is Nichle Le'inish. As I state in the Mardcha, the says that what? The Sefer Torah, when I lend it out to someone else, and then a different guy is going to use it Shalom Yidaita, so the Nichle Le'inish doesn't apply because I don't know about it. It's a straight Torah lechayer. What's the difference if you know about it or you don't know about it? Why is that the player? It has to do with the shach of using someone's chayzim. That's not lechayer the sugya. So what's exactly going on? And the second tarot in the Mardchi also says that by tircha gamro mushabed nafshei. Masha enkein with regard to the case where there's no tircha by bedikas chometz. There's nichalei lenish because there's a tircha. By the case of Sefer Torah, there's no tircha, there's no nichle le'inish. Tzchares mamash apel de prichodesh and the Chassam Sefer are matmiya. What in the world is the Mordechai coming to say after the kach that the Chassam Sefer says that Daki Moshe Bedafki doesn't bring it because it's Sisrei Torah? But the Maaseh then he says, Oz Tov and Iris Hashem Zek the Chassam Sefer, I have a pshat on the Mordechai that he means to say in the B'li Nira that it's a stir of together. That when he's tarach midaite, then it's nichalei mashenkein, when it's shalei midaite, not. That's like a tziruf. Maaseh, you have to know what the svaras are. If the pshat is like if a person knows that he's having the pistilafum tzara agra, he's having the yigiyah or the simcha of giving for a mitzvah, so then it's worth it for him to have said b'makom where he's having the hisratzis and the das of the mitzvah. You have to know exactly what the svaras of the mordcha are, but as I stated, the mordcha. The ritval maisim, the shita mikvetis in baba metziah, says a different tarets. You know, the Sefer writes, now that we have Baruch Hashem, the shita mikvetis, he brings down that the ritval says, by Sefer Torah, it's not just the shayla of using it. The pshat of Sefer Torah, if he messes up the Sefer Torah, I'm not going to have it ever again. I was able to use it all the time, and now I'm not going to have it anymore. Masha Enke, in a regular use of a mitzvah, I'm going to have it afterwards, that's not a problem. Got the Mogen Giborim over there in so many adults, if it's gotten, hey, I think it's mechavan to this. There's also a similar svar in the Tumas Yesharim that the Chassam Sefer brings down over there, that in Siman Mavav, the Tumas Yesharim says that have said them that you're going to have later because you let somebody use it for a mitzvah, that you're not nichalei. But if v'shas ma'aseh, while he's doing the mitzvah, there's going to be a hefsed l'ma'aseh, it's yotza, mamash have said their b'schorei, and he's happy with it. But not for later on. There's a nice bach in Siman Yadal, the bach says the chilik, once in a while he doesn't mind, but to use it v'kfi'is, about he minds, Sha'afraim quotes it over there in Siman Beis. The Malbim in Siman Yadal says a different mahalach. A very interesting spar, you can go back and forth on this. He says that by Maiser Behema, where Normala Milsa is, when you have animals, you're going to do Maiser Behema. Hagam, that there's ways to avoid them, and Mafkiyat, but that's the stomach of the Milsa. Ashenki by Truma, he says it's not like that, so Mela. Mashal, there's a Shiloh. The Gemara says in the Dharma Lamad Vom, Vez a Shiloh of Torah Mishaloyal Shachaveroi, if it's Nichalei Le'inish to do it himself, or he's happy that someone else is Mafresh Truma from Zayin Eginik Kri on his Kri. So Zokta Artis Achayim, that if it was something that you were planning on doing, so there's not really a loss of Momon. So this is like basically kayim for that. It was stomach the milsa that you're going to do this anyway. Not losing money if you do it now or later. You want to do it. If this all makes sense, only if you hold that ma'aseh behem is a chiyuv, or even if ma'aseh behem is a rishus. The lashon haGemara actually higia ger and muter limkar v'lishchayt is mashma to me that it's a chiyuv to do ma'aseh behem. Otherwise, what's the chiddush that it's muter limkar v'lishchayt? Anyway, we spoke about this on Zayin Amud Beis, the machlokes and the shaila ma'aseh behem is a chiyuv or a rishus. By Truma also, it's a big shaila, and the Malbim is seemingly saying that there's a difference, that Maaseh Behema was going to happen, Truma wasn't necessarily going to happen, Esh Lion with that. And hence, you could see that the two in Yonam of Nichalei Le'inish L'mev Mitzvah M'mayne, one of them is that somebody could use my chavitz without my permission, and I'm happy that he's doing a mitzvah, and one of them is that I'm actually ready to lose money, and spend money, and forfeit money in order of a mitzvah. The two Zachan are really one and the same thing, it just depends on the details of every situation. And again, we can't learn the whole sugya. I just want to throw it out there to top it on because it does come up over here in the Gemara. And what I really find fascinating is like this. Rashi says over here, mitzvah zakt Rashi lehis aser dili aser. A little bit of a strange Rashi. It's a mitzvah to be ma'aser dili aser, that it should become nis aser. What does it mean? So the Rashash and the Yavetz both say about the gazach. They say, you know what Rashi means? Mitzvah lehis aser dili aser. We know that it says Aser b'shvil shetes asher and Shabbos kuf yotes and in Tainis taftes, I think Aser b'shvil shetes asher. So they say for davar pasha that it applies by ma'aseh behema also. So pshat is nichal elin shalom mitzvah b'mayna. But over here you're going to make more money. So there's no hefsed moment. So first of all, the taking on for davar pasha that when there's a hefsed moment, you don't say nichal elin shalom mitzvah b'mayna. And we just listed off a slew of gedoyli achroinim that handled this shaila, the pichodesh, the chazayfer. They all bring this. Sugya, and they don't mention this the Gemara, and the Rashi, the Rashash, and the Yavetz, and the Shuldik, but Akapanim, Halidavarhu, that they're learning Fakarit, that Leisasa, they're learning Pshat and Rashi Mamash. Leisasa, the Leisasa, it sounds like almost that Rashi didn't want that there should be a Hefsed Mammon maybe to answer these Shilas. Unbelievable. The only thing is that Rashi and Savyad seems to be going Fakarit. I was thinking that both the Shah Ephraim and the some Sefer are bothered by the Kesem Mishnah at the end of Hilchas Nachlis, that if somebody's Nishtati, you can take Mois Tztaka from him. So the Kesem Mishnah, because Nichalei Le'inish, Lemebim Mitzvah V'mayna. Chari, it's Mamash Ein L'chahef, said Momen Godel Mizet. So I was wondering if you could have Asa, B'shvil Shetis Asher, for the Shoyit of the Gorechit. There it's Mamash Momen, Agam, it's not Meiser, it's Tztaka. Shaila and Reish Memtes and the Pesachei Tshuva, if by Tztoki you also have Aser B'Shvil Shetes Asher, or is it only by Meister Alein? A component by Meister Behem over here, we have a beautiful Mefurish, Yaivetz and a Rashash that they're learning Mamash Pshat and the Lashon HaKodesh of Rashi. The Gemara Vaita over here brings the Gemara of Omer Bavo, Praise Palga, Palga the Mai, Palga the Hilchas Pesach, Yod, the Tani Shalom, the Doshim, the Hilchas Pesach, Kedin, the Pesach, Lamed, Yoim, Reb Shimon, Gamli, Eloim, Shtei Shabbosis. The Din of Shalom, the Doshim, the Hilchas Pesach, and that's the Pshad in the Losh and the Mishnah, Praise the Pesach. It's brought down in Ramba, in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tovchav Tes, Sifalof, and Hilchas Pesach. Beis Yosef has over there a big campaign that this Din of Shalom, the Doshim, the Hilchas Pesach, is only by Hilchas Pesach, not by anything else. Forget normal. Brings the other Gemaras that Avada Be'etzem Yerisik in Halachas from the Yoim, Boi Ba'yoim. You learn Hilchas Sukkos on Sukkah and Azay Vaiter. He wants to say the Din of Shalom V'Darshan V'Hilchas Pesach Lamed Yoim Kaidin is Dafke by Hilchas Pesach. So the Mashar already stels in Sukkah Daf Test as the Din of Sukkah Yishana Tzarech L'Chadish Badover. So Rashi explains that when is it cool that it's not a Sukkah Yishana and it's obviously self-understood that when you're making the Sukkah it's made for a Yontif. So the Rashi says since Shalom V'Darshan Memelo, we know already that the Sukkot is in the air of Yimazokta and Memelo, it's not a Sukkot Yishana. So the Mashash tells it over there. You see clearly, not like the Beis Yosef. So there you see clearly that by Sukkot also you have this then like the Mashash points out. But the truth of the matter is that in our Gemara, from the fact that you're saying Pshat and Preisa Pesach like that, the Gemara continues to say, Mishnah says a Preisa Atzeres and Preisa Chag early here in Anzayin Amveis. So if you're saying this is Pshat and Preisa Pesach, L'chayr, there's Preisa Ha'atzeres and Preisa Chag as well. So Magen Avraham and the Goyim say, it's not only by Pesach, it's even by Sukkot as well. However, the Goyim Grata wants to say that it's not going to be by Shavuos, which is a little bit interesting because the Gemara later over here says clearly the Gavi Sivan also. Now, from this, exactly how that stems with the Goyim. And the Grata you find in other places, Enkam Akrim Laharech, you find the Moshel. And in the end of the second parak over there in Brochus, Rashi says that by Pesach they get together to learn Elchus Pesach, and Tosfos says that it's by Pesach, but not by Atzeres because it's only one day. It's at Sheni Rashi and Daflamenam Aleph over there in Brochus says by Shabbos of the Rigla, Rashi includes Shavuos and there's other Rashi's. So you have to know if it's different halachas. There's a din of Shalom Elchus Pesach with Pesach. You have to know exactly what all the halachas are. But Akapanam, it's a Kiddush Gadol that the Beis Yosef is saying that it's only by Pesach and not by Sukkot. The Ma'aseh Grata, the din of 30 days before Sukkot, it's not called the Sukkot Yishana. L'chayr, Lo Yitra B'Shimon Gamliel, that has only 2 weeks. L'chayr, according to B'Shimon Gamliel, be enough Kamina that it's only for 2 weeks before Sukkot, like Rashi over there on Daf Test, that it's not a Sukkot Yishana. Now, in this din of Shoyin L'Vadarshim L'Chas Pesach Kedin L'Pesach Lamed Yoyim, so there's a little bit of an Asik over here. What does exactly Lamed Yoyim mean? The Prichadosh over there in Siman Tov Chav Tes has a big arichas about this din. And he says, Yesh Meshavshan, that they say 30 days before Pesach, when is that? That's Purim. He says, Yesh Meshavshan, he brings a lot of rice, but rather that's not the case. It can't be Purim. And even though he quotes the Tosfos over here on Zion Abbas, this big Tosfos about the Sugya, he actually quotes the Tosfos earlier, but when he talks about this, he doesn't. And Lamaz the Chakimasan over here on Tosfos on Zion Abbas is already Ma'irer, that it's Mefurish in the Tosfos that Shalom already starts from Purim. There's a couple of issues. First of all, you have to know if it's Moli or Chaser when you go over to Rish Chodesh Nisan. And second of all, you have to know, do you count the day before Pesach? Because Shalom V'Darshan V'Hilchus Pesach includes learning about Hilchus Karban Pesach. And Karban Pesach is Hukrav when? On Yodalad Nisan. So you should need 30 days before Yodalad Nisan. It's a big Asik. L'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings Ladina that Avada Shalom V'Hilchus Pesach is from Purim. I think I even heard once, I don't know if this is a Raya or not, but Kapanam, I heard once that the Imre Emes, when he used to finish the Suda on Purim, right away, Nachbir Chesamozin, he used to say, Oh, La Ros, so he used to start learning Ptochim. Adkadei Kach, that I saw in the Chuvah, Sa'elef L'chav Shloimo, and Simon Shinpei Dalal, that he writes, Nistapakti, what's the din if two people come to ask a Shaila on Purim? One's asking an Ilchus Purim, and one's asking an Ilchus Pesach, which one has Kedima? He handles one's the Mekodesh, Chayvus Hayoim, is Purim, but Lamai said, it's already Pesach is in the air. Complicated halachas, he goes back and forth about that. A lot more to get to here on Daf Nun Ches, but I must leave you with a fascinating Chassam Sefer in Megillah, Tav Zayin Amid Beis. Seemingly interesting Gemara, I got at the Gemara, Amr Abaya. Ki nafki mi bei mar hava savana, ki matoi laosim krivuli, shiten tsoi, de shiten minik der, va'achli bohu, shiten plugi ubishula basraisa havu hava. Fine. In other words, Abaye said that when he left out of Mar's house on Purim, he thought he was full. He thought he was zat. But when he got there and they gave him 60 different plates of all different types of tasty things, and he ate them up with so much food, and then he says, afterwards they gave havukar late slikeder. They gave him some food which was called slikeder. Uboil meches tzah abastra. And he even wanted to eat the plate afterwards. Basically, it sounds like he was saying that I thought I was full. Meanwhile, I came there and they gave me 60 different macholim and I ate them all up. And then they gave me something called slikeder and I wanted to eat that as well. Amar Abaye, hani d'amri inchi, kofen anya b'layoda, a poor man is famished and he doesn't even know it. Inami ravchala b'sim ashkiach, that there's always room for dessert even when you're full. Two different shotim. So the Chasam Sofer has a massive explanation in this whole Gemara. He says, you know what it means? It means that he came for the Suda's Purim. He thought he was already full. He already has enough Torah. He knew everything. Meanwhile, he came over here and they gave him 60 different Masechtas. And he learned them all. And he ate them. And then they started Slikeder, which means they were learning Pesachim, because it was Pesachim was 30 days before Pesach, and they wanted to start Pesachim, and he wanted to eat up the whole Masechta. A person really is dying to know so much more Torah than he has, and he doesn't even know it. That a person who has a cheshik always could learn more and more and more. Fascinating explanation of the Chasam Sofer. He says that the 60 minei kedera are a reference to the 60 mesechtes that there are in Shas, that they were going through all of them over there by the Suda, which actually the Zayar says that also about the 60. You know, the Gemara we had earlier in Zayin Amud Beis, Shishim Krochim, etc. So the Zayin and Parshas Pinchas learns that that means the 60 Masechtas and Shas. Just an unbelievable shtick of Chasam Sofer in the Chedushim to Megillah Dav Zayin Amud Beis, Ayin Sham. Later on in the Gemara discusses something we haven't really mentioned yet. The way that you do Ma'aser Behemah is that all the animals go out, and when the 10th animal comes out, you take a red dye and you flash it onto the 10th one, and that is the siman that you know that it's Ma'aser. Right? The Gemara says, "Be'efshel la'aser b'yontif mishum sikrasa." You're not allowed to be Ma'aser on Yontif because of sikrasa. Rashi explains that the problem is that you're being over for tzeveya. You're not allowed to dye an animal on Yontif, and we're able to paint the sikrasa, the red stripe, on the animal is a problem. I mean, Rashi on top just says Shatzeven Asiri. I don't know if he says that you're over the lav of Tzeveya, but Kipshutai, the issue is that you're over the lav of Tzeveya. And the Ksav Yad, Rashi says, Beferish, also Litzvaya Beyontif, Im Kain Malachu. You're over Malachu Tzeveya, and that's why you're not allowed to die the animal on Yontif. Lamaisa, if you look closely at the Rambam sounds like he doesn't want you to be Roshim, the Sikrasa. It sounds like he's worried about Roshim. And it's possible that maybe it's a machlokes Rashi and the Rambam l'shitasam, maybe. Because Rashi, if you look in the Mishnah over there in Shabbos and the Kuf Gimel, when it says Rabbi Yossi says Yichai Mishim Roshim, Rashi sounds like that the Tanakhama doesn't hold like that. And Rabbi Yossi is saying Yichai Mishim Roshim. Could be the Tanakhama didn't have a malacha of Roshim. While the Rambam and Pisha Mishnayas over there, Anin Yad, is Mevur Klor, that everybody agrees that there's an Isser of Roshim. So maybe Rashi l'shitasam didn't have an Isser of Roshim, had to learn Al Tzeveya. Masha Enkin, the Rambam, learns Al Roshim. I was wondering, maybe we could fadin a very interesting question. I saw in that guy's Marsham, I think in the Tshuvas Chelik Ches, he also speaks about the Shiloh, that we know the Gemara says in Shabbos Tafayin, hey, Shechet Mishumayim Achayiv. One man the Yomar says, Yechayiv Mishum Tzeveya, every time you Shecht. So the Shiloh is, if you're allowed to Shecht on Yontif, so Mitoich Shehutra Tzeveya Litzayruch Eichel Nefesh, it should be Hutar also for Meiser. Azay Frek the Marsham, B'Shem God L'Echor. So I was thinking, if you learn like the Rambam, that the pshat over here is you're worried about Roshim, maybe you won't have mitoich on that. You'll only have mitoich legabi tzeveya. If I'm not mistaken, I think that's what the Shaila Meir, I found the Shaila Meir over here after in the Sefer Al-Masechta on Bechiris, asked this kasha. He brings down this kasha from a different godel, and he says, that, I think this is what he means to answer, that als Roshim, it's not going to be shver. Meir de kumahalach l'chayra. What do you do according to Rashi? So you have to know if you can be madchik that the Gemara in Shabbos is only talking about when a guy is doing it for sale, but Kipshuta, a regular guy, is not mechavan when he eats, when he shechts an animal, he doesn't need to die, he's shechting it for eating it.
So when he's doing it for eating it, he's not mechaven for the tzviya. So it's only the rabbanon, and maybe there won't be a tzviya deraisa, and you won't have a mitoich. Daf mefalpel zayin. Kishmak shaylo. What about mesakin? So you have to know. By ma'aseh behemah, we've been going back and forth about this. There's no real tevel to say that when you are a tzviya and you're making ma'aseh behemah that you're mesakin. Especially since the dye is not really what's fixing you up. You know, even if it was tevel, it's not the stripe that's getting you out of the water. Now, with regard to the tzeveya over here, so there's a very interesting chassam sefer. The chassam sefer in Ksubis, Afanor over there by the sugya of dam basulim, he says that there's no problem of tzeveya by dam basulim because you don't really need the red, you don't really need the bed to be red. All you need to know is if the basulim were broken or not. So since you don't have any, not just you don't have any intent, there's no maisa tzviya, there's no benefit, there's zero interest in the dyeing, in the coloring, it's just a way to know something. So the Chassam Sefer says that's not tzveya. Where the Chassam Sefer? Perhaps this Chassam Sefer is relevant halacha l'maisa with regard to the shayla. They have these diapers that change colors when they get wet, and maybe it should be a shayla of tzveya. And there's a lot of different things to discuss. I'm not discussing if there's any reason to aser it or be matir it. I'm just saying, with regard to the tzveya shayla, perhaps that would be a tzushtal or not. But I always wondered, isn't this Gemara for a carrot over here? I don't need the red stripe on the animal whatsoever. All I need to know is that this is my 10th animal. So L'chairo, here we see clearly, not like the Chassam Sefer. But L'chairo, Masha Tzarech, Loimar, to answer the Chassam Sefer from this Gemara, and the same Gemara you find in Chagig Daf Ches, that it's before that there's Issa Tzeveya by Maisa Behema, L'chairo, the answer is very simple. I think. I don't know if it's simple, but maybe the answer is that when you're Tzeveya, the animal, you want the red stripe. It's just that you don't want the red stripe because you need the red or you need the colorful animal. You just need it for a simmon. But you do need to make the red simmon. So you do want, over here, you don't even need to make the red simmon. You just need to know that there was red. It's like a little bit different. Maybe the Chassam Sefer was saying that only with regard to that and likes, you won't have a din of tzeveya baravada and our Gemara, it's tzeveya gemura v'sulei midi. Taisvis and Divar Maschel the Efshel Asa beyond the Mishum Sikrasa asks that why is that the only reason? Why didn't the Gemara just say the Ein Makdish and Biyomtiv? Just like you're not allowed to be Makdish on Shabbos, you're not allowed to be Makdish on Yomtiv. So Taisvis Yeshleim Aloi Yisoisu Lakriva Shem Yovi Lakdisha. You can't ask it to be Makr because Shem Yovi Lakdisha. The Hainu Gzeru Lakzeru. The He Gufal Ayosu Lakdish Biyomtiv Elim Yidra Bonon Kind Amrin and Hosam. Taisus brings the Gemara, the Sugyan Beyo, the Flamed Vovim at Beis, that you're not allowed to be Makhtish on Shabbos. And since it's only Osir Midrabanon, we don't make a Gzero, Otu Gzero. Engers in Gzero, Ligzero. Now, why are you not allowed to be Makhtish on Shabbos? So the Gemara says over there in Beyo, it's Gzero Mishamekach Memkataka. Rashi says, Maitzi Mershusa Lushus Hektish, Umekach Umemker, Osim and Amikra, the Chsibim, Tsoy Hefzich of a David Dover. I'm quoting Rashi in Beyo, Daf Lamad Zayan Amad Alf. Inami Mekach Umemker, Osu, the Xiva Shtar Mechira. Rashi says, Kulachad Xeri, the whole din of Hektish is Alts Mechira, is old Xeri Lexeri, Kulachad Xeri. First Lashon is, Mekach Umemker, Domash, Maitzi Mershusa Lushus Hektish, Umekach Umemker, Osim and Amikra. And the second Lashon is, because Shemiyavu deksivas shtar mechira. Pashtas avada, like Tosis is saying, that ain't guys in gzera because of the gzera of Hektish, because the ganze din of Hektish is Isser to Rabbanon b'Shabbos. That is definitely the unanimous accepted pashtas that the Isser, Mekach Memkar, Hektish, and everything is only mid Rabbanon. But believe it or not, if you look in Shuvis Rabbi Kivagir, Madura Kama Simon Yudzayan, the Ramasal Vahine, he's Medaik in Rashi, that Rashi holds that it's the Isser de Raisa. As I said to Rabbi Kivagir, as I said to Maria Al-Ghazi in the Arad Rabbanon, Areches Mem, Oiskuf Mem Dalad, that the Isser Hektish and Shabbos is Gor Exeri, the Isser de Reis. And Bemis, if you look in Rashi on the Riff over there in Beya, in the Dafi Riff, it's Chofam Abeis, he says, Mekach Memkar, Osser Medei Reis, the Chsiv Mem Tzei Cheftzicha. Shaila for sure if it's Rashi, but Al-Kaponim, Pel de Kazach, that's the Isser de Reis, Loi Shemanu. Except that Shemanu, if you look in the Yireim and Simon Reishai and Dalit and the old ones at Kuf Beis, he sounds like he has it sad that the Chsivim Tzei Chefzich of Adar V'Dover, it's Issa De Reisa.
If they know exactly what the gather is, if we learn how to pasuk in Yeshaya, if it says like different Kabbalah, Vasmachu, Akrog, Mark Mirla, whatever it is, it sounds like it's not so poshut. And if you tackle hold it like this Chiddush Nifla, that it's Issa Deiraisa, then we're stuck with Tosis Kasha. Baruch Hashem, that's not a big crisis because Tosis says another Teretz. That you're allowed to be Makdashit, not just a shell that ain't guys in Gzeilig. So Tosis says, Void, that you're allowed to be Makdashit. He brings the Gemara in Shabbos, the Makdashit and Pischit. It's not the end of the world. Kivega is Rai, that is the rice over there from the Rashi in Beya, the way he learns it, that's not Mukrach. Ukimavur over there in the Meiri in Beya, that he speaks out of Kivega's Shilas, and he says they're both Drabon and Shilas of Zigzair or not. Rakapanam, we definitely see someone that holds not like Tosfos that is the rice. I just wanted to mention that. Vaiter and Tosfos, before we get to the end, I just want to point out that Tosfos says, and we come welcome Khan Mashmud, the Lay Shahi Anak Shnui, the Beyond of Shirosh Hashanah Kaimi. Ishlaayin, if it's Mashma and Taisa, that in Rosh Hashanah there's no din Shalmi Simcha, there's no din Simcha, and maybe that's why it doesn't pass these Terutzim. So, what is Taisa's answer at the end over here? Taisa's answer is, Yeshlemer, Kibin da Asiri, may Elov Kaddish, Afil Lekara Asiri, Vele Shaykhle Isser Hektish Kazeh Beyontif, or Vele Shaykhle Isser Hektish Kazeh Beyontif. Sounds like the Taisa is saying that since it's not like I'm going and I'm saying I raise a Hektish, a Maisa Hakdosha. It's just May Elov. The 10th one is automatically Kaddish, as we'll be discussing in the next few blot. So Memela, since there's no Maisa Kaddish, it's not included in the ban of the Isser Hektish on Shabbos, on Yontif. Perhaps this Taisus has to do with Rabbi Kiva Eger's Shiloh. Kiva Eger's famous Shiloh, Simen Kufnun Test in Madura Kama, clears like this. What's the din if someone makes a Maisa Kinyan on Friday or any other day, that should be chal on Shabbos? Mi amrinon, he didn't do anything on Shabbos, he's sitting and learning and singing zmiris and resting, and meanwhile the kinyan is chal, so he didn't do anything. Oy dilma chazal aser a maista kinyan, and a maista hektish for that matter, and the chalois is forbidden just like the maista is, and you're not allowed to do it. Azay klet Rabbi Kiva Eger, and he brings rayis lukana lukan, and the emesis. It's not just Rabbi Kiva Eger. Many, many Achronim discussed this at great length, as the Shvili Tzion brings down a Chelik Beis Simen Yud Aleph. The Radvaz talks about this in Simen Tav Samach Vav, and the Minchas Pitim speaks about it also over there in Simen Shin Vav, Rosh Hashanah Zayin, and many, many other Achronim. But that's Rabbi Kiva Eger's Shiloh, and I think it might be related to what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos says that if the Maisa Hektish is Osir, then you don't say it by Asiri Me'el of Kaddish. What if you hold that the Chalois Hektish is Osir? So over here you're making a Chalois Hektish. It's becoming a Behema, Maiser Behema is a carbon. It's becoming a Maiser on Shabbos because of you. You're doing a Maiser to be Masadar. Taisa says that it's Mutter. Ha'im Yesh Raya, is it possible that Taisa holds that no, only the Maiser is forbidden? If there's no Maiser, it's not included in the ban of Hektish on Shabbos and Yontif. But the truth of the matter is that even if the chalois is osir, kipshutei the pshat is because when the rabbanon osir a maisa mekachel memkar or maisa hektish, a transfer of rishuyos, even though there are lishonis in the rishonim that maybe the isir is the transfer that, you know, that it's moving from one to the other, like lashon Rashi, shemaitzim rishusel rishus hektish, is as a transfer, and the transfer will bother osir, but it's because shema yichtoiv, and even in the first pshat, b'mtzei cheftecha yesh lion, would be a chiddush to say that if you say it's because of Shema Yichtoiv, then the Isser is the Maisa, and if you say it's because of Memtzei Chefzecha, then it's Altzai Tzomer, Shus, maybe, that would be a chiddush. But even if you say that the Isser is the Chalois, or that the Chalois is included in the Isser, it's very likely that even if you say that the Chalois is included, it's because they asked the Maisa and the Chalois that comes out of the Maisa. But in our case, maybe everybody would agree that it's not included, like Tosfos is saying, because it's not just the chalois of a maisa, like a case where you made a maisa kinyan on Tuesday and the chalois is on Shabbos. Over here, the pshat is that you never made a maisa v'chlal. It's just the chalois that it's me'el of kaddish, asir me'el of kaddish. Maybe that is included, excuse me, is not included in the iser altogether. Aye, la maisa, it comes from ushering the animals into the deer. First of all, not always doing exactly a maisa mamash, but more than that, the chalois is not a direct result of your maisa. Like when you make a maisa kinyan to shafa chalois, the pshat is you do the setup, and then the Torah makes that the asiri is kodesh. So efshar kuli amalei pligi that this would not be included in Rabbi Kiva Eger's shaila vehamastayif. This being said, we come to Rabbi Meir Arik's taina in the Minchas Pitim over there. In Simon Shinvav, there's a whole Arichas, the Magen Avraham elaborates, and others about this Isser Kinyan on Shabbos, when it applies and when it doesn't apply, if it's Mutal Tzarech Mitzvah, and so on. So, the Minchas Pitim already is Ma'er over there on the Charedim. The Charedim says that you're not allowed to be Makdash Bechor on Shabbos. Since there's an Isser to be Makdash on Shabbos, so what, then you're not allowed to be Makdash Bechor on Shabbos? They state in the Charedim. From our Toisva says, even though there's an Isser Hektish on Yontif, but if it's Me'el of Kodesh, then you're allowed to be Makdash it. And by Bechor, in the Me'el of Kodesh Kodesh Mizeh, it's Kodesh Me'rechem. So Me'el, if it's Kodesh Me'rechem, then what's the problem? Lani is Daiti, we already mentioned this in the past in this parak. This mitzvah Lahakdash Bechor is an interesting one. It's Kodesh Merechem, so what exactly is this mitzvah? What are you doing? So we said that the Arayim and others are mashmal, it's Inyan of Chavivus, Enkan Mechayim El Harech, but one thing is clear, that there's the Inyan to do a mitzvah Lakdisha, like we mentioned for the Gemara in Erech and Choftes, there's a mitzvah to be Makdash Abchor. So Avada, that's a Maisa Hektish. What the pshat in that is? Not necessarily Negeya. Is it Me'el of Kodesh before that? Yes. But if the Charedim is saying that, it's also saying, he's not saying that it's also to make the Me'el of Kodesh on Shabbos, Avada Nisht, just like Taisvus. The Charedim is saying there's a din to make a Maisa Hektish, whatever that is, it's a Maisa Hektish. It's included in the Loi Plug and the ban of Isser HaKadosh on Shabbos. Maybe you could ask me that he's not making any Chalois, so we don't see anywhere that if you don't make a Chalois, let's say I make a Maisa Hektish, right? I think we cleared about this also. If you make a Maisa Kinyan on Shabbos, that it should be Chal on Sunday. Pashtus over there, it should be also. If I'm not mistaken, the Tal Chaim speaks about this. Reb Chaim Segel. If you make a Maisa Kinyan on Shabbos, it should be Chal on Sunday. Al Kaponim, Pashtus, it's Avada Osir. And there are the Charedim is saying that it's included in the ban of Maisa Hektish B'Shabbos. So as we go on to the bottom of the Amid over here in Antonon Chesem at Beis, the Gemara says that just like we know that a year is a cutoff in Maisa Behema from before this year and last, and then after the year cutoff point is Chadashim and Yeshanim, like we had earlier in the parak, I would have had a Havamina also that from last Goyrin and from this Goyrin, these Sholish Gronis of our Mishnah would also be a cutoff point Lagabi Meiser. And therefore, Rava says, as we turn the page, L'divri ben Azai, if you take 5 from Av, 5 from El, and 5 from Tishrei, and you take one of the Elulin as Meiser Behema on all quote unquote 15, it's going to work for Meiser of 10 of them, and the other 5 will be Potter Mimonov Shach. Iba Echad Be'el Rosh Hashanah, so then El and Tishrei join up and the Av is an old one. And if Echad Be'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah, then Av and El will join up and the Tishreis will be new ones. My Amrit Latzar for the Gurren Acher, Asiri Vadei Omer Achmano, Beloy Asiri Sofik. So the Gemara says, the great famous din of Asiri Vadei Omer Achmano, Beloy Asiri Sofik, that there's no din of Avadoyis, there's only a din of Avadoyis by Meiser, and a Sofik is not Mechuyev in Meiser. Famous Shiloh that the Prichodosh and Klali Svek Svek is in Kofyur, as well as the Marit and the famous Tshuva by Safik Darais Lachumra in the beginning of Chelik Beis, they ask that according to the Rambam that Safik Darais is always Menatayr Lakula, why do you need a special Pasuk about Siri Vadi Vilay Siri Safik? If you hold Safik Darais Lachumra over here, you need to have a Pasuk about Siri Vadi Vilay Siri Safik. Now, Kipshutai, our Gemara is not only a Shiloh if you're Chayiv or Padal Lachar, it's a Shiloh if it's Chal, if the Maiser Behem is Chal or not. So Kipshutei Tzarech Lain, what they're asking, it doesn't really have anything to do with that Shiloh. But if you look in Rashi, and maybe that's what they held, Rashi and the Zayinim and Aleph and Bab Metziah, by the Gemara, that's the only other place in Shas where it says Asiri Vadei Vilei Asiri Sofik. So Rashi sounds over there, it's not just a Shiloh if it's Chal, it's actually a Shiloh if you're Chayiv or Potter also. And as always, Mashman Kiryas Sefer also, in Perek Vav and Becharis over here off in Arth, that it's not just a Shiloh if it's Chal, it's a Shiloh if you're Chayiv or not to take Meiser. Now actually, it's very interesting because Rashi himself, like we discussed in Dafnan Zayin, seems to say that it's only a reshus, not a mitzvah. And over here, it seems like it's meduyik that it's a chiv, because otherwise, what do you need a pasuk to tell me that I see your value bless you something that I'm a chuyiv? If it's a gabi, if it's chal or not, and the whole thing is a reshus fashteich. But if it's a shaila, if it's mechuyiv or not, it sounds like normally you're a mechuyiv, and over here the chiddush is that you're not mechuyiv. Now, lemaisa, the problem is that if you look in Rashi, the ksaviyat over here, Rashi says clearly that Cern is Shema Yetze Echad Me'elu Ba'asiri. Mahavale Asiri Sofik. The shaila is not just about all of them. The shaila is specifically about the 10th one, the one that you're going to call Meiser. Maybe it's going to be an Asiri Sofing. And Rabbeinu Gershom is mashma like that also. So then already the tide changes. It's not just the shaila of Chiv and Ptur. It's not a shaila that we don't want the Asiri to be a Cheftza of an Asiri Sofing. Now, the Mishnah says over here, Kofetz Echad Min Amnuyin L'Soichan Harei Eilu Pturin. We're going to get back to a lot of Asiri Vadai soon. Kofetz Echad Min Amnuyin L'Soichan Harei Eilu Pturin. If one of the ones that were already counted out of the corral go back in, then it's Potter. Famous Taisus and the Rosh and Bab Matzia Davovim Adbeis about this. Taisus asked the Kasha that if one of the counted ones jumped in to the ones that are Mechuyiv, L'chari, they should all be Mechuyiv and it should be Batal B'Raiva, you should go B'Saraiva at least, as a frekt Taisus. And a famous Shita Mekabetzis over there, B'Shem the Rosh, that he says that you go Basarayv, it doesn't mean that we change over Rayv into a Vadai. It's actually a very big shaila exactly what the gather of Rayv is. If Rayv is mamash of Vadai, or Rayv is only that it's a din Safik, and the Torah says that this is what you should do in a Safik that has a Rayv, but the shame Safik hasn't disappeared. That's a famous shaila. The place he wants to say in Simach Samach Gimel, that the shaila whether Rayv is a Vadai or not, is telling the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, if Holchem B'Maman Achar Rayv, or Ein Holchem B'Maman Achar Rayv. However, as I state in the Plessy, however, the Pashta Savada is much more complicated than that, and just the Shita Mekubetza says that when the terrorist says to go bus arrive, it's not Yotze Mechlal Sofik, it still has a shame Sofik, and even if you were to activate Rive for the Echad that was Kofatz Min Amnuyin L'Soichon, it's still going to be called Asiri Sofik, and we know Asiri Vada Vilei Asiri Sofik, and that's why they're not Mechuyiv. As I state in the Shita Mekubetzis and Bab Matzia Vavim Adbeis, very famous. Now, a lot of different ways to approach the Shita and discuss it and delve into its understanding. Let's just touch the tip of the iceberg a little bit. The Dvar Avram in Chelik Aleph of Simon Lamed Gimel asks Akasha. He asks that the Yerushalmi and Yevamis is Mevur that there's a din of Av Vadai V'loi Av Sofik. L'gabe HaKos Oviv, there's a din of Av Vadai V'loi Av Sofik. It's affected Dvar Avram. We're all busy with the Suya and Chulin about Maka Oviv and going Basarayv and so on. He says, even if you go Basarayv, but Lamai said the shame Safik didn't go off, just like the Shita says. That even if you have a Rayv, it's still called Asiri Safik. And there's Yerushalmi that says that you need to have Avadai Veloy Av Safik. So how you ever Chayv al Tmaka Oviv, even with the Rayv, how are you Chayv? As they affected Dvar Avram. And a similar question can be found in the Gedolei Achrayim and Kedushin Dafayin Gimel, and Dvar Avram mentions it also, that the same thing applies when you will use Rav for a Mamzer, which we find. How could you use Rav for a Mamzer over there in Kedushin Ayin Gimel Achayra? There's a din of Mamzer Vada, Velei Mamzer Sofik, according to the Shita Mekubetzis. There's lots of trouble. So the Dvar Avram over there says a teretz to this question, based on a famous Yisoid that he says about Sfiras HaOmer, believe it or not. The Dvar Avram says that the reason why, if someone's not sure if it's the 30th day or the 31st day of the Omer, he can't say Hayoyim Yoyim Shleishim and Hayoyim Yoyim Shleishim Ve'echad, Echad Shleishim Yoyim, because the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is to count. You can't count 30 or 31. That's not counting. The epitome of counting is which day specifically it is. You can't say this one and that one. That's not counting. Counting is only a clear, verified number, a specific number. And to say it's either 30 or 31, it's either 5 or 6, that's not counting, it's nishgetzelt. That's the Dvar Avram's Yisoid, and the same Yisoid is said by Rabbi Shul, like this can I believe, and it's also Mefurish and Shara Yeshra, if it's not Shara Aleph, Perek Zion, I believe, that they say that a Suffolk Sphira is not a Sphira. If I'm not mistaken, the Brisker Rav was not happy with this. He held that it is a Sphira, that you could do a Maisa Sphira that way, interesting. And the Rishonim really have to know, I think I said a teretz of it, the Rishonim that ask that we should count Sphiras HaOmer, Sfeikat D'Yayna, the Balamar, and then the Pesachim and others, seem to hold that a Safik Sphira would also be a Sphira as well. Maybe you could say a chilek between a Sphira of Sfeikat D'Yayna, which are two Sphira Vadais because of the Sfeikat D'Yayna. I know today is for sure the 20th if I started from them, and today is for sure the 21st if I started from then. But it's not like I don't know what I'm counting. Okay, but that's not for now. The point is that
A suffix sphere is not a sphere. Zok to Dvar Avram, if so, then we could a little bit detonate this Shita Mekubetzes. He doesn't mean that any time in the world that you have a roiv, it's still a suffix and not a vaday. A vaday could be, it's called a vaday. The din of Asir Vaday Vilay Asir suffix is because by Maisa you have to count the 10th one. So if it's not the 10th one for sure, then maybe the 6th one was one of the Mnuyan, whatever it is. So then it's not Asir Vaday, it's a din when you need to have counting. That's the Dvar Avram's campaign over there in Chelik Aleph, Simon Lamed Gimel. However, this is not really so simple at all, Anias Daiti, because let's start with this. The Gemara earlier on Daf Nun Zayin we had, the Gemara going on from Nun Vav to Nun Zayin, the Gemara has a Tzrichasa about Breiro by Yovel and by Meister Behema. That Sakadai de Chamina by Yovel, your Machmer, and Sakadai de Chamina, that you should be Machmer by Meister Behema. And it sounds like there would have been a tzad that when Breiro, if it's a Suffolk, you should say that you should take Meister Behema lechorno. The Shail is, what do you mean? Asir Vadav, Leo Asir Suffolk. What in the world is going on? Now, you could have said that the din of Asir Vada Vilei Asir Suffolk means that, like we said earlier, that in counting the 10th, it has to be the 10th. It can't be not surely the 10th. You can't have a Suffolk 10th. That's the yisayin of Asir Vada Vilei Asir Suffolk. Masha Enkein, let's say all 10 animals are for sure 10, and you know exactly which one's 1, which one's 2, which one's 3, etc. The question is whether all these animals, Bechlal, are Mechuyiv and Meiser or not. Maybe they're Lekuach. Some other technical Suffolk. It's not the Peshat that there's a Suffolk on the numbers. Maybe over there, Asir Vadav Asir Suffolk doesn't apply. That's what you could have suggested. In a similar sense, the Shaar HaMelech asks this kasha from Breira and Perry Gimel from Gerishin, and he says that the din of Asir Vadav Asir Suffolk is only by a Sveik in the Metzius, not by a Sveik in the Dina. That's what the Shaar HaMelech says. Maisa the Malbusha Yantif, in the end of the whole long kundras on Breira, I think it's Simon Yates, in the Dine Breira section of the Malbusha Yantif, he says, what do you mean? Our Gemara is not a Sveika de Dina, it's not a Sveika de Metzis, it's a Sveika de Dina, and the Gemara still stels to the din of Asir Vada Vilei Asir Sofik. Not only that, but the Gemara says, Pshita Mao de Tema Ligzer Dilma Asil Mishkul Mehanach. It sounds clearly like there's a problem over here inherently that it's a Sofik. It's not stam that it has to be a suffix in the 10th in order to be a serious suffix. It sounds like any suffix altogether is going to be included a serious suffix. It sure sounds, there's a lot of different problems to discuss, but it sure sounds like in the Gemara over here that any type of suffix is included in a serious vade vile a serious suffix. Mele medaf ma'ayans are inviter exactly what together is when you apply a serious vade vile a serious suffix and when not. Now there's another big question over here on the sugya. That if you say Asir Vada Vilei Asir Suffolk, and you tell me that even when you have a roiv, it's still called Asir Suffolk, like the Shita Mekubetza says, B'Shem the Rosh. So then the Shaila is, every single time when you do Maaser Behema, maybe it's a Treifa. How do you know it's not a Treifa? Because you go, but it's a roiv. Yeah, but you can't use roiv, the Shita says, because it's still called Asir Suffolk. This is the famous Kasha of many, many G'dayli Achrenim. Rabbi Kiva Eger asked this Kasha, Madura Tanyana Simen Kuf Ches. There are two famous fundamental terutz into this question. Rabbi Kiva Eger himself over there in Tanyana Kuf Ches, as well in Aksava Kabbalah and Parshas B'chukosai, and as well as the Haflah in the end of the first parak in Ksuvas, say a huge monumental yesod. That even though, let's say, you say Enochem Amamanach Aroiv, and according to this new fabricated yesod, we're saying from the Shita that Maaser Behema Aroiv doesn't work, and by Pikuach Nefesh, and so on and so forth. But if it's already Oga Paskint earlier, then it's not cool that you're being Semech on Roiv. Whenever you want to know if this is the father or not, it's already old and established. You have to know if you need a specific psak, that you have to come down with the gavel historically, or it just means that it's not a Shiloh that was Nisoyer and created for Mominus, or for Maaser Behema. It was an age-old establishment that this is the way it is. It's like a Yuchzak Azah. And therefore, it's not called that you're relying on Roiv. It's not called that your Yediyah here is a Roiv Yediyah, but rather it's a Vaday. And even if, let's say, Roiv wouldn't help for cases of Maaser Behema because it's still a Asir Suffolk, but if it's already Oga Paskint way back that this is not a Treifa, Chazok Adasi Mikach Roiv, and a Yuchzak and whatnot, that wouldn't be called a Roiv, that would be called a Vaday. And Memela would be Chayiv Shaper and Maaser Behema, even if a Suffolk and a Roiv is still called Asiri Suffolk. That's Rabbi Kivegas Yisoid to answer this question. The Rishayim and Ksubas that asked the Aflaw's question obviously didn't hold of the Aflaw's answer, but that's for another time. Now, the second fundamental Yisoid that's said to answer this question is the Shmaitzah. The Shmaitz is in Shmaitz Beis Perek Tzvav and Tzayin, and he elaborates on this question, and he says that the Shita Mekubetzes that said that it's a Siri Safik when you have a Rav is only in his specific situation, that it's a Ruba de Isa Kamon. But if it would be a Ruba de Lesa Kamon, then the Shita Mekubetzes would hold Avada, that it's not called a Siri Safik, that it has a din of a Siri Vaday. As I state in the Shmaitza, that there's a difference between Ruba de Isa Kamon and Ruba de Lesa Kamon. It's interesting, the Shmaitza also uses the difference between Ruba de Isa Kamon and Ruba de Lesa Kamon and Shmaitza Vov, Perek Tazayin, Legabi, whether in Eid Echod is Nemen Kenegat Eroiv. He also says a differentiation that a Lesa Kamon Avada is stronger than a Isa Kamon. Even though the Gemara says that a Ruba de Isa Kamon is more obvious without a Pasik than a Ruba de Lesa Kamon, it's not really a Stira, but that's not for now. I quickly want to discuss one other teretz to this question, Stam al derech acharifus, but since it's negay the Gemara later, I just want to say one thing before that, in general, about Asiri Vadeh v'lei Asiri Safik. This whole drosha is learned out of the pasuk Asiri. Interestingly enough, the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Tes has a different drosha from the pasuk Asiri. Ad kedei kach, that the Neidah B'Yehuda has a tshuva to his son, I wanted to answer a stira in the Rambam about this, in Madur Tinyana, Semen Kuv Tzadik Hey, that he wanted to taina the Necher HaNeid of Yehuda, that maybe the Manda Omer and Zvachim Daftes doesn't hold him Asiri Vadeh, V'lei Asiri Safik. And Memela, it's a Machloikis Asugis, and the Rambam passing like the other Shita, and away we go. So, he's not so happy with over there, the Ben HaMechaber of the Neid of Yehuda, and he has a whole tshuva about that. I in Shamba Akapanim, there is a tzad to say that not everybody would hold of Asiri Vadeh V'lei Asiri Safik. Now let's see the Gemara Vayitah. The Gemara says of Yotan Rabbanon, Kol Asher Yaver Tachas Hashevet, Tachas Prat L'Treifa She'eino Iveres Tachas Hashevet. Now the Bach takes out the word Tachas, as does the Shita Mekubetzes, also in Oizayin, takes out the word Tachas. However, the Rashash is an extremely focused and underlining the word tachas here. He doesn't want to take it out by no means. Says the Rashash, you know what the word tachas means? It means to refer to the famous Darki Moshe. Now let me just tell you first, that in Sefer Chassidim, I think it's Siman Tav Lamed Gimel, and also Tav Samaches, I don't remember the exact address, I think that's what it was. He writes that there are a few ways to check treifus, but that's al pisayt, he doesn't want to be megal them. Maisa, one secret seeped out. If you look in the Darki Moshe in Siman Lamed Hey, he brings down from Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid that if you stick out your arm and the animal goes by and it's able to duck down limbo style under your hand, that means the animal is healthy enough and it's not a treifa. And you know, it's a shaila if it works for all treifas over there. The Rashash over here is talking about, you know, about our kuvu lamata, but it's the other treifas also. And it's brought down in the documentation that you shouldn't rely on this for treifas areya, but in general, it sounds like he's not so far off. And then afterwards, he brings that ain lismach al kol simonim elu, because we're not bucky in them and we don't know exactly what they are. And there's other simonim that he doesn't want to reveal. A very interesting and not as famous as you would expect Darki Moshe in Siman Lamed Hey, which the Rashash quotes over here, that there's a way to test the live animal to see, is it a treifer or not? You know, if you had a private cow in your backyard and you wanted to milk it, maybe you should go for a walk with it, just see if it could go under your arm or not. I remember that, you know, they ask Akasha, there are some that say that Bnei Noyach don't have roiv. Achiram Lahat, this is a special dinatari that the Yidden have, it doesn't work for the Goyim. Chizkenech talks about this. Neid Yehuda, Prima Gadam, they discuss, do Goyim have a din of Roiv or not? Let's say it's negating them for Avram and Achai or whatever it is. Do Goyim have a din of Roiv? So if Bnei Noach don't have a din of Roiv, presumably before Manantari there wasn't either a din of Roiv. So if I'm not mistaken, I think it was the Tshuva's Bris Avram asks, how did Avram Avinu eat meat? How does he know that it's not a treifa? You go bust a Roiv, but Avram didn't have Roiv. Ulai, according to those that say that they don't have Roiv. So I think I was once clearing to say that according to this test, maybe Avram Avinu did this test before he shechted the animal. Al derech achidut. But what this is negated to what we mentioned earlier is that if you say that this test works, so then you don't have a shalif in Asiri Vadeh V'lei Asiri Safik. Because anyway, they're being over tachas hashevet, and memela you'll see that they're not a treifa, and away we go. You could do ma'aser behema, bebracha ve'atzlocha.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.